This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted out his immediate legislative priorities this afternoon. Number one, Hurricane Harvey relief. Number two, avoiding defaulting on the federal debt, that is raising the debt limit. And number three, funding the government. Item one on that list is surely going to get more attention as Hurricane Irma bears down on South Florida. The House takes up the first slice of Harvey federal aid tomorrow, $7.8 billion, almost all of it to replenish FEMA's disaster relief fund. What is that money going to cover, and what is it not? Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth has that one.
The damage in South Texas is sadly familiar to Irwin Redlener. He runs the Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University, and he says South Texas is still actively in crisis.
We're dealing with families, children, older people, people with disabilities that are literally suffering and in mortal danger right now. I was at a church in Beaumont yesterday with blocks and blocks. I couldn't see the end of the line of cars pulling up to the church to get food.
Redlener says the point of this relief package is basically disaster first aid. The money will go through FEMA to state and local governments. It'll reimburse search and rescue efforts, get public schools and police stations cleaned up and reopened. But how far will this first installment go towards full recovery?
The $7 billion is minuscule.
Jim Kendra directs the Disaster Research Center at the University of Delaware. He echoes the governor of Texas in pegging the total bill for recovery at least $120 billion. President Trump has called this first package a down payment. So what can any one family expect?
In fact, the amount of direct payments from FEMA to an individual is capped at around $34,000, which is really a very small amount compared to the losses that some people might experience.
The next step for Texas is requesting a second booster shot of aid for immediate needs, another $6.7 billion. It could take months for longer-term requests. Derek Becker with South Carolina's Emergency Management Office knows this process well.
Hurricane Hugo, when it struck in September of 1989, we officially recovered from Hugo in 2006.
As Harvey victims start mucking out and people in Irma's path keep an eye on it, a 17-year timeline like that can sound endless. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.